No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Now, we know Shin Daddy retired over a week ago, but he can't leave the bank of last week. Is he still there?
He's still there. He's stacked up. I don't know if he's going to retire. I don't know.
It might happen.
Well, he's had the callback already. There has been a push. There's been a giant push to try to bring Shin Daddy back.
Early push.
Yes, early push. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe if the Breakers want to text in, if they want to maybe text in to Steve and let him know if they think he should retire or maybe should maybe give him a little bit more time. I don't know if that would work, but we could here. I got his number for you, so I'll throw that out here real quick. So
it's important to have Shin Daddy's number.
Yeah, so you can talk, get a chance to reach out to him.
So we're telling him to not retire?
Yeah, just tell him. Just let him know what you think.
Yeah.
Let him know what you think. 402-360-0982, and that's Shin Daddy. 402-360-0982. Please text him and let's let him know where you're at with this, with his status. But he's still there.
I'm not talking about my dad.
Today he's just got he has 200-inch screens TVs, which he got new at Costco's, which me and Greg talked about are now available at that. And he is replaying the Army-Navy game, which I know would upset
We're
you guys.
Patriotic.
I know that Steve would be like just
us unpatriotic folk over here.
You guys would walk in and walk right back out.
I was writing.
Yeah. Yeah, right back out. So they're
texting Shinji right
they're
now.
Embracing it. Right now, so
I think I recall, Bill, when you first gave out Shin Daddy's number 2 years ago. I think you said he had about 400 texts on his birthday, right?
A lot of texts
on his birthday. It's about 400 from the show.
So if we could let him know where your status is, what should Shin Daddy do? And I wonder if there's any sort of a push for him to help. Would he work part time for Randy and do hallways and stuff up in Knox County? I don't know.
Stairwells.
A lot of stairwells.
Would he lift stuff over his head like Randy or not?
He could lift stuff over his head. We haven't talked about Randy's feats of strength
we haven't.
Lately.
Or the cape, you know.
The cape and the crown and the sash. Which, again, do we hear from Pillen? Anything from the line? Is Pillen texting about my my rural ambassador program?
You know, I've scoured the text. I have not seen a text from Governor Pillen yet on the text.
Let us know if that comes
He's
up.
He's got a lot going on.
Yes.
You have to push for this yourself. It's not going to be, they're not coming to you.
Do I go to the Capitol?
Yes.
Is that what I do?
Hello, Bill Bush. You're
at the mansion. I go to his mansion.
I'd go to the mansion.
I'd go to the mansion. Just knock. Excuse me?
You have his phone.
Do I have the sash on?
And the hat.
And the hat. This is what my plan is.
That sets the tone for the visit.
I think you just pepper him with.
Duke was out in the Ord area duck and goose hunting this weekend. He said that was quite an area. And I don't know it greatly, but I do know it decent. So I'd like to follow up on that a little bit. I'd get out to the Ord area. It's where Duke was at.
That's where he was?
Was the town of Erickson. He went to a steakhouse.
Erickson sounds right, yeah.
He went to a steakhouse in Erickson. He said it was outstanding. And he said he went to pay for his son's and his friend's dinner because they were helping with the duck and goose hunt. But he couldn't because it was cash only. I love a place like that. But it does probably put you in a little bit of a, hey, better know this ahead of time going in.
That's tough in this society right
yes,
now.
Yes, that is kind of tough. So
I don't carry cash that often. I carry cash. I like to carry cash, bro, but it's a cashless society most places.
Largely.
You go to PBA, you can't pay with cash over
there. Don't get me started.
Or Memorial Stadium, you can't pay with cash.
Isn't that interesting?
It's card only.
I tell you one thing, you better be like that because I said that Brian Morrow, who invented PBA and got the Huskers out of the Bob over there at Pinnacle Bank. I'll get you guys obviously all have the tickets. I'll grab some beers. So I grabbed three beers. It's $51.
That was I believe that
at PBA. It's $51
with the tax and tip.
$51 for three beers.
That seems like a lot.
It adds up quickly. It really does.
I'm like, okay, that's stout. I mean,
God.
Now it was well worth it because how well I got taken care of
by Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
51.
Beers are not cheap. I mean, it's nice to have them, but they do add up in price.
Everything
at the
up.
Games. Well, thanks to Shindy.
It's all debits and credits. Please text him. Give that number again, would you, Steve?
Yeah.
Could you give his number?
Yeah, thank you. I texted him.
You did? You texted him already? Steve. Has he responded yet?
I don't know.
Jake's probably not texting. He's too busy.
I'll text him at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I know Shin Daddy's busy. Yeah. You know, I respect him.
You give his number?
It's 402-360-0982.
Good.
Shin Daddy.
Support him. See where you guys think he should do next, career-wise.
Thanks to Midwest Bank and Shindaddy for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text the show. As always, found out some news on Friday. Now, this is not a huge surprise, but now it's official that Bill's friend, Kyle Whittingham, will be done at Utah after the bowl game, going to retire, and Morgan Scally taking over as head coach for next year and going forward. Now, Nebraska's already big underdogs this game. I think it personally hurts your chances of winning when knowing this is a Legends last game as head coach for Utah.
Well, it does. I would agree with your thought process there. I would always say this.
You play the game.
When it comes to emotion and different things, when the foot hits the ball, it goes away pretty quick. All of a sudden, people start putting hands on people and you're playing to win and all those things because they still have to play it on the field. It might help you with urgency, Jake, in preparation.
Okay.
Because having a great prep for the bowl practice is always, because there'll be teams out there right now that are not having great preparations for bowl games. They're uninterested. They're not having great prep. It's like, oh, we got to have these extra practices. They're going, I just want this season to get over with. So they're not having great prep. They will have a great prep, just like Nebraska will have a great prep. So what it did was, I think both sides on this game have both turned their keys, which means we're both into this. I think the crowd's going to be tremendous because Utah can get there. Tremendous for Nebraska fans because they will travel. And then also you have the California/Arizona able to drive to that game. And it's at a great site, Vegas, on New Year's Eve. So I think that is very interesting. But Kyle stepping down, we talked on the phone earlier last week. And then a couple days later, it came out that he was retiring. So that was kind of a, I wouldn't say odd, but it wasn't odd in the timing. Kyle's been there for like 30 some years, 21, I believe, is the head coach. And so has a long career there. But if we can do breaking news, Jake, or not.
I'm ready for it right now. Go for it. What do we have for breaking news, Bill?
Well, at some point in time this week, we'll be able to announce the exact time. You know, we have done a great job with Rudy tracking down different speakers, not speakers, but some sort of a pundit from another team to come in and talk to us about the game. And we've went a little bit above and beyond that. So the head coach, Kyle Whittingham, will be coming on our show.
Whoa!
We don't know exactly when.
And I'll find today we will. We'll probably know it because I talked to him or texted him yesterday because I said, do you still want to come on the show now that you've retired? I respect your privacy. And he said, absolutely, I'll still come on the show. And so it'll be sometime this week is when it'll be. So we'll have the head coach from Utah on to talk about the matchup against Nebraska. So that's pretty cool. To be able to get the head coach from another team to come on.
Can we address a hot take? I don't believe on the text line. Yep. Bill Swift from Lincoln says this. He says, sounds like Kyle might go to Michigan.
Sounds like
is he retiring or is he in the race here?
Oh, I have zero knowledge of that. I have zero knowledge
I've heard
of that.
To Michigan? Yeah. I haven't even heard his name.
No,
he'd be a great coach.
It's on our message board.
It would be a great name. It'd be someone to stable everything, but I have zero knowledge of anything of that nature.
Okay.
Like I said,
that's from Swift.
Yeah.
Be at the message board of Husker.
Kyle, I believe, is 65 or 66 years old. Obviously, he can still do it at a high level. That wouldn't be the case. It's just whether that is something that they're even looking at. I have no idea. So that has not been brought. I've not seen that, and Coach Whittingham has not said one word of that to me.
Very successful career at Utah, of course.
But I agree with what Jake said.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com. And for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Saying that it does make it interesting for the opponent with all sense, like a legendary coach. You know, someone's won that many games. He's had an undefeated season. He's won the Pac-12 twice, been to the Rose Bowl. And he's done a lot of things. So I understand what you're saying.
I should have seen what the spread was.
Pretty popular take.
Nebraska is right now a 16.5-point underdog in the Las Vegas Bowl, 2:30 p.m. on New Year's Eve.
The trade out, I mean, they had the Outland Trophy winner. And so their two tackles are out. And they have a defensive end that is out. And then Nebraska, obviously, with Emmett out, Rocco out. Is that the only two?
Singleton's going to play, right?
Yeah. So, and
who else is? Oh, well, I mean, Dylan.
And Dylan's out, which doesn't seem quite as much because it's talking about just the bowl time. But still, it's a big thing for Dylan to be out. So it's about even, I guess, as far as like who's out of the games. If obviously if they had both their tackles playing, I can see the advantage there, but they don't. So I think it's probably about even with what I said. Both sides, I think, are extremely interested. I bet, what's that place holds? 60-some thousand, 70?
Allegiant Stadium?
I bet they get 50,000 people there, which will be a big number, the largest number, not even close. And so, like I said,
the record's, 40-some thousand for that game in the past? I forget what game that was, but
probably Utah. You know what it was? I bet you it was Utah-BYU.
That might be right.
That would have been those two teams would have had it created
capacity,
huge interest.
I don't know if I see the capacity. Mm-hmm. I don't see it here, Allegiant Stadium, but we'll see. Now, Sip, hang on. I asked you a question because Friday, were you in the room for Phil Snow at the press conference? And Holgorsen also spoke at this, or was it just who spoke Friday?
No, it was just Snow and a couple and some players.
And how was the vibe in the
room? Can you expand on this? You were there.
Please go back to Friday.
Hold on.
I'm going to play one quote here.
This was not on the rundown, so I was not prepared for this.
It did say Phil Snow spoke to media on Friday. I'll play here. Here's Phil Snow from Friday's session with the media. Phil Snow, we have not heard from him this year at all about what went wrong the last two games of the season. Phil Snow, Friday.
To be honest with you, we did not have the same energy or play with the same zest as we did the previous 10 games. And I don't want to go into all that, but we just didn't, guys. We didn't match intensity. We didn't match physicality. We made too many mistakes. And that wasn't us the first 10 games. Various reasons for that, but I'm not going to get into that. But really, and both, I'm not taking anything away from the opponent, but I don't think we were at our standard when we played both of them.
That was kind of eye-opening, I thought, on Friday.
Yeah, there were quotes that were more eye-opening than that. The ones that he talked about were, if we can have 11 guys out there who know exactly what they're doing, then we can live with the consequence. And somebody asked him, was that an issue against Penn State and Iowa? He said some of the guys at times don't even know what the call is, believe it or not. Now, is that common?
No. No, it's not common. There can be an error, but that sounded more like that was kind of like a little bit more of the norm, or it happened often.
Yeah.
There is a time when all of a sudden things are going fast, but in the last couple games, especially Iowa and Penn State for the most part, those weren't tempo games. It wasn't like things were good. A lot of times when those errors happen is versus a tempo team, and you're trying to either get the call in or make a call fast or whatever it is, and there might be a confusion on, did I see the signal right? But those games were slow. They were huddled games. And so that was a little bit surprising to have.
Yeah, and he said that they didn't have the same energy or play with the same zest that they did the previous 10 games. Not 10 games. You can't say that they played with zest and energy against Minnesota. So what I read is they, for 3 games out of 12, they didn't bring it, which I don't – that's hard to reconcile in your brain, I think, for Nebraska fans. So really, 3 of the 12 – didn't really come to play, at least on defense.
Did they talk about it all? We got something got delivered to us. That's nice. Did they talk about it
Wait
all?
Wait a second.
Food.
That's from the bird.
It is.
That's nice. Did they talk about it all, the why? Of why, if they didn't know the calls, what was causing it? Was it errors from the sideline?
He didn't want to get into it.
Okay.
They say he didn't want to get into it. That made that kind of angered
people. Microphone.
Oh yeah, it kind of angered people that he said that various reasons for that, but I'm not going to get into that. That's what he said. So it was not. It was sort of a rough press conference. Winery said that I could say late in the season, guys kind of get in a lull a little bit, get a little relaxed when things like that happen, and everybody's probably not playing together. That's the results you get. I mean, all those things are hard to hear. You know, it's hard to hear that.
I mean, we mentioned how Nebraska had all these things in front of them at 7-3. He beat Penn State or one of those games. 8-4. I mean, they're already guaranteed a better year than last year, even with the bowl game win or loss. I mean, right now, if they lose the bowl game, it's the same exact record as last year. And you had a chance at one point to be, an 8-9 win team. And November once again fell apart. You beat UCLA, yes. USC you had a chance to beat. You blew it. Dylan got hurt. You're up 14-6 on the cold, and you lost that game. Just a tragic end to what was looking like at least a respectable season. It's respectable, but...
Yeah, it's a rough ending. The defensive coordinator got let go. The offensive line coach got let go. The defensive line coach got let go. And so that's a lot going on. Then you have, you know, someone new coming in, but not really new because Coach Snow was around. Now, he's been around for a year and a half or 2 years now, right?
And he was there from the start, yeah, wasn't he?
So that's where it's interesting that you'd like to know more probably as a fan would be like, where was all the confusion? Why do they not know what the calls were? And if or did it happen just in one particular drive or was it one half of a game? Because if it was going on for several games of not knowing what the call was or not understanding it, that, then obviously that becomes even more concerning for a team and for a fan base.
It's late in the season. You'd think that stuff would be ironed out.
Yeah. You know, his last two games being the confusing ones about things not going right. That's why this is all very baffling. We bragged. I mean, they bragged. We didn't brag. They bragged all year long about no 400-yard games. They were very proud of that stat. And then, of course, that changed against Penn State. And now you're saying there's confusion. How the hell does that happen in game 11 and 12? When it, you know, there is some confusion at some points of the year, but I don't understand that.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm alone in that.
No,
I don't think any of us understand.
Hard to understand
how that works, sir.
No, that was a tough interview. That was one the kind of across the board. It was the first thing that Farley addressed with me this morning at 5:30. Farley goes, "Did you hear this? That they were confused, didn't know the play, didn't know it was lined up. No, and it was not happy. And I hadn't heard the whole interview. I just heard the bits and pieces of it. But yeah, it makes it concerning. Especially when you talk about being in lulls and stuff, and it's like, okay, but they also, I don't know if there's anybody on the team right now on the starters or they're playing that aren't being paid significantly. That also comes up of
it better.
Hey, we're trying to get this team ready to go and play hard. So like I said, they'll have a great challenge, but talk about getting a good bowl game. I mean, they hit a home run. They're going to play indoors in Vegas.
Oh my God.
With great crowd. I mean, a great crowd. Fun. I mean, it's going to be fun and with a great opportunity, incredible opportunity for Nebraska.
What do we get in the bag?
I'll tell you that during the break. We got some gifts coming from a good friend who just texted into the show. Oh,
really?
We have a friend.
Yeah. I'll tell you when I unveil the gifts. Before we get the break, though, and we get to those gifts, the three words, Bill, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked.
It's the worst.
It's a bad feeling. Ruined
Lose
Christmas.
Money.
Not a good way to end the year.
Christmas over.
And life in big trouble as well.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Oh, your life's going to take a shot.
No, yes. It's going to. A way to avoid that is contacting our friends at Applied Connected Technologies, all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity, and they have a free consultation for you or your business at AppliedConnective.com.
All starts right there in Boone County, and it's expanding from there. It's all over the state. Will, question for you. When I lived in Fullerton, I used to go to a hardware store called Coast to Coast. And it was on the east side, Coast to Coast, and had a little area of fishing gear there. I would hang out in like third and fourth grade and stare at the fishing gear. Coast to Coast. Is that still there? Let us know.
We'll check. Will have those things.
Chime in, Will. When we come back, time for head scratchers as well as some gifts next on Early Break on the Ticket.